WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Fast-moving floodwaters in Texas over the weekend are responsible for at least 80 deaths, according to emergency officials there, and many are still missing. ABC's Mac Upman is in Kerrville, Texas.
Rescuers growing desperate to find the missing and recover those swept away by the historic flash floods that left over 40 missing. In the pre-dawn hours of July 4th, waters rising 26 feet in less than an hour. Many still asleep. The ground dried by drought acted like concrete, sending the water rushing straight into river basins.
More rain is in the forecast for later today. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will be in Washington this evening, set for a meeting with President Trump at the White House. The two leaders are expected to discuss a potential ceasefire proposal amid Israel's ongoing war in Gaza. This will also mark the first time Trump and Netanyahu have met since the U.S. struck three of Iran's nuclear facilities. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. If you're spending more time outside this holiday weekend, experts are warning about a new breed of tick and the bizarre allergy it can spread with just one bite. It's known as the Lone Star tick, and the bug is finding its way to Wisconsin from the southeast part of the country. Doctors with Mayo Clinic say they're already starting to see more patients with what's known as alpha-gal syndrome. It's an allergy to red meat after being bit by this type of tick. And these ticks aren't just in the woods.
You go back 30 years ago and you'd think of, a hunter, an avid hiker out in the woods. Now we're starting to see ticks pop up sometimes in backyards in suburban areas and stuff like that. And that's a concern.
PJ Leash is an entomologist at the UW Insect Diagnostic Lab. And though this new tick is spreading, he still considers Lyme disease from a deer tick the bigger concern. Leash also suggests using insect spray, wearing long sleeves and pants, and always checking for ticks after spending time outside. Are you noticing farmers spending more time outside working in the fields? The weather in some parts of the state is challenging and may not mean all the corn crops are knee-high by the 4th of July. The latest crop report shows farmers across Wisconsin had just 3.5 days with workable conditions during the last week. And did you know our state is ranked second for having the most organic farms in the country? Officials with Naturally Wisconsin and the Food Finance Institute are starting a new program to support those efforts and say there's also growing consumer demand for natural, healthy, and sustainable products. The group's already working with more than 800 food-focused entrepreneurs from all across the state. You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field, where the Brewers open up a series against the LA Dodgers. Milwaukee with a 3-1 win over the Marlins yesterday. Brandon Woodruff held Miami to just 2 hits, 1 run, striking out 8 on 70 pitches in 6 innings. Jackson Churio at the plate, top of the 3rd on FanDuel Wisconsin.
And a drive into left field. That'll get a run in. Plenty. It is up and it is going to be gone. Jackson Churio goes deep. His 15th slider that backed up over the inside part of the plate, and Churio crushed it.
Freddy Peralta gets the start tonight after finding out next week he'll be at the All-Star game.
All the work that we put every day, when you have the right people around, and everything can be great.
Rhys Hoskins headed to the IL with a sprained right thumb. Andrew Vaughn being called up from Nashville to play first base. NBA, the Bucks have re-signed guard Ryan Rollins to a 3-year deal worth $12 million. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get into the low to mid 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible with a low in the mid 60s. Tomorrow, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had some, I think I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, sure, you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
I don't think it's helpful to have missing key personnel from the National Weather Service not in place to help prevent these tragedies. And, you know, when I say that we ought to do everything possible to help prevent a tragedy like again, that's part of what I mean. You know, that's why there's an incredible value to the National Weather Service.
Mm-hmm. Representative Joaquin Castro, another day, another. I'm sorry. You know what? We can say we're playing politics. This is entirely Trump's fault. We can't keep pretending this stuff is an accident, right? It is massive cuts to the National Weather Service, to the. What's the other one? NOAA. Yeah. And you know, like we're trying to pretend after the D.C. crash that gutting the FAA and the aviation safety would have no consequences. And it's just, you know, here it is on cue, Chris. Oops, sorry. Oh, having a mood.
Yeah, you are. Well, many things.
You have a long vacation weekend and then this again. Yes, local offices offices at the National Weather Service had staffing shortages. Same thing we heard with the 11 billion air crashes we've had. Yeah. It doesn't take an idiot to go, you know, there was one guy for helicopters and planes in the tower when the crash happened. And this is, of course, in the New York Times now. It might have hurt the respond. You think so? To Central Texas's severe rain and deadly floods. Former officials told the Times the staffing shortages meant there were less experienced workers who could have helped communicate with local authorities after the flash flood warnings were issued. And this party, Chris, is a cult because they will never blame Trump,
nope.
Right? Like the Texas, this is what they do as a party, is blame other people, mm-hmm. Right? I'm sure, have they blamed Biden yet? I'm sure they will.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't even have to check the news to know.
I think Trump yesterday said that it was Biden's fault, but not really Biden's fault, he said.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that was nice. It's funny, but not funny. Yeah. I mean, this is horrific what we're looking at, and there's still people missing. And it's, well, you said we're up to what, 78? I mean, okay. Along with staffing shortages, it seems local communities weren't adequately prepared. One Kerr County judge there said they still don't have a warning system because residents are hesitant to spend money on something so expensive. Taxpayers won't pay for it, they said. I'm sorry, this is part of a party that has been conditioned to go, you know, yes, $40 billion for Trump's Gestapo for ICE. Yeah, absolutely. But a warning system for, and obviously, you know, Rude Pundit joins us in a little bit. It's, how can we keep denying the effects of climate change? Like, we're not having more and frequent, climate disasters. And meanwhile, is Trump still golfing, by the way? You know who did send help? Mexico.
He's golfing at Bedminster today.
Yes, yes, of course he is. Yes, I saw him shoving an ice cream cone in his face yesterday while the, you know.
He eats ice cream?
Apparently, yeah.
Huh. I don't think he would have any kind of personal joy like that to have ice cream.
Yeah. Well, he is a pig. We know that much. You know, sure. The big chocolate cake. I think I once didn't I Google it. What is McDonald's meal is? It's really.
I'm gonna die.
Really disgusting. Okay. It's like 11 billion tons of food.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. What did you want me to Google? Like how many calories?
He has a meal. He orders, I don't know, 11 billion. Whenever his McDonald's order is like several. I don't. It's just. Sorry. Gross.
McDonald's is good every once in a while.
Okay. It's a huge, huge, slothy order is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Jim, our Jim from Phoenix, who is in Texas right now, said, "Dear Steph, I'm in Central Texas for a family reunion. I've been soaked since July 3rd. While I'm a couple hours north of the devastation, we had flash flooding as well. While in previous years in Arizona or Texas, flash flooding alerts to our phones were common and extremely helpful. Not this week here in Texas. Why? The National Weather Service and NOAA, great non-political agencies have been gutted by MAGA. I lost a schoolmate and nearly lost the child of another schoolmate in this catastrophic disaster. The blood is on Trump's hands and everyone who voted for him." I don't know how many of these we're going to have. Just disasters that are clearly caused by these massive, you know, funding cuts. It's been a long weekend, so it's been a lot of, right? You had to tell me to stop sending you.
Yeah, well.
You're like, take a day off. I'm like, I know. It's just between the funding bill and alligator Alcatraz and him and his anti-Semitic slurs and a UFC fighting on the White House lawn.
You were sending me stuff to print for you at 2:30 in the morning on Friday.
Well, I couldn't sleep.
That was our day off. And I had to text you and say,
you don't have to do it,
take today off.
Okay. And I did.
Well, I get a notification for every email that you send me.
Well, I didn't know that. And then, so I had to do everyone personally. So I have one on, so I have 11. So I killed 7,000 trees. And also, it doesn't say.
But you did take the rest of the weekend off.
I did.
So I'm proud
of scared.
You.
Well, I know I'm scared of you.
Wow.
I was like, you texted me at 2:30 in the morning. I'm like, oh, sorry.
My watch was blowing up with notifications from you.
Like, sorry. Okay.
You know.
I don't think you have to do it right then. I just thought you'll have them for when you do want to work. You know.
I was up.
Hi, Bella. How's your tummy?
We're making progress.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except... general sweep of arms.
Yeah,
who's in the Oval Office?
I'm a little unsettled right now, but a little rumbly, but we're good. Okay. Making it through.
She looks sleepy.
I am tired.
The baby's sleepy.
She was at Disneyland yesterday.
I was at Disney yesterday. How could you? I couldn't.
See,
I
don't let them take your joy.
I couldn't turn down free tickets.
Yeah.
Aww.
Had to take them.
Since tickets are like $150 bucks now.
I'm not paying for that.
Yikes.
Nope.
What do you call it? I did a 50-mile bike ride with my bike club, and there's always some maggot. And I actually said, don't let them take your joy. My joy is 50 miles with my Major Taylor, you know, club to Huntington Beach. And some maggot tweeted back, burning all those calories just makes you hungry, and then you eat more, so it's pointless what you're doing. I'm like, do you have any idea what to exercise is? You know, fresh air, exercise, camaraderie.
Endorphins?
You know, yeah, endorphins, heart health. No? Okay. He didn't take my joy, but I just thought I would mention it.
Yeah.
Because he tried.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so let's spin the wheel of GOP blame whenever there's a... Because it could never be Trump. This guy, who's... which one? Oh, Chip Roy, who is a... Roy Rogers restaurant.
Outside Lubbock.
Yes, yeah. Lubbock. Uh-huh. And also a douchey Republican congressman.
Sure.
He blamed bureaucrats. Oh, I see, because both sides do it. So, yeah, this has nothing to do with the Republican president administration that just slashed everything and gutted NOAA and the Weather Service. He said maybe there were Democrats that were involved in not doing something. Maybe there were Republicans involved in not... Oh, my God, this is peak both sides do it, isn't it? Or maybe, just maybe, when you have 19 federal bureaucrats that you have to talk to as the state of Texas to figure out the weather, maybe you need fewer bureaucrats. Yeah, That's it. Yep.
It's his implication that the good scientists at NOAA and the, you know, at the Weather Service are just bureaucrats. That's
right.
That's offensive.
Right. Right.
Those people save lives. They're not bureaucrats.
Yeah. Oh, it gets worse, in case you were wondering.
Of course.
Because now we move on to, who's this guy? House candidate? Oh, candidate.
Oh.
Okay. He declares Texas floods to be fake. He tweeted fake weather, fake hurricanes, fake flooding, fake. Whack weather patterns creating crisis that are portrayed to be natural and real. But when weather is manipulated, it's a fake progression, not natural. Oh, is this Democrats cause this with our weather machines?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Candace Taylor, that nutbag, current U.S. House candidate. She's currently the Georgia County Republican Party chair. She is a flat earther, anti-vaxxer, moon landing truther, 9/11 truther, failed Georgia Jesus Guns and Babies gubernatorial candidate. Mm-hmm. So that's, and then Marjorie Taylor Greene jumped on that particular crazy train because.
Is Marjorie Taylor Greene now a flat earther?
She said, I'm introducing a bill to ban weather control because God did not create the daily floods in Texas. So.
She's in the House of
Representatives. I may need to get Bob Seska in early to do his Alex Jones about the
weather machines.
Tiny airplanes pushing around the weather.
Uh-huh.
Flown by lizard people. Yeah. And Raytheon.
Raytheon's at the heart of it.
Bob just is like an Alex Jones Scrabble board that has exploded. He just, all the catchphrases. She said, this is not a serious political party at this point.
No.
We must end the dangerous and deadly practice of weather modification geoengineering. Oh, my God. Crazy town. What are you talking about? This is not normal. I want clean air, clean skies, clean rainwater, clean groundwater, and sunshine just like God created it. No person, company, entity, or government should ever be allowed to modify our weather by any means possible. Possible. In October 2024, Green declared that Democrats had used weather control to cause hurricanes to hit red states and hurt election turnout for Trump.
How is that scientifically possible? Did you
know,
go into
you
that?
Think we'd be better at this and Kamala would have won? Were we better at the weather? But I mean,
we're
clearly
not.
We need to go back to weather control school or
whatever.
You know what? I made a mistake last week of saying this is the dumbest timeline because and then what happens? Then,
it's
right?
Summer.
Yeah. Got to prove me wrong.
That is why you worked on Friday.
Yep. Molly says, despite warnings that Trump's cuts to the National Weather Service would degrade its forecasting ability, Texas officials now blame the National Weather Service for a faulty forecast in the deadly flood disaster. Here we go. You just, they never take responsibility for anything.
Nope.
And I just, Rude Pundit writes a new piece about, this disastrous bill and what this is going to mean. And he's got fancy book learning. He obviously read the whole thing, which is, speaking of fancy book learning, Harvard educated Joy rejoins us later, who
she's
is
smart
working it.
She's smart.
Some other level than the rest of us, but she is fantastic. Has a new show. It's called, oddly, The Joy Reid Show.
You're kidding.
Yeah, podcast on, and she also has Joy's House on Substack. Cannot wait to talk to her. There's obviously just a lot going on. So, all right, did I miss anything? Oh, Trump calling all Jews Shylocks, but, you know, he's trying to, fight anti-Semitism or something.
Does that include his daughter?
And then fight, big bag of rats. He's fighting with Elon Musk, and Elon Musk is fighting with Steve Bannon.
That's a whole thing.
Yeah, can't we all have nice things? Listen. You can go to just give up the ghost on the election fraud in 2024. Just, and then you can go to prison with Steve Bannon. And you guys can work it out as cellmates. Oh, is that me?
That's you.
Oh, see, now I know what you mean. Is that what you were hearing all weekend?
No, my watch was buzzing on my wrist.
What about this? What about this?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? You have my permission. Just turn me off over the weekend.
I can't because you might send me something that's important.
No, don't be ridiculous. Okay, Rude Pundit and Joy Reid all coming up all on right. The big Monday show, 18 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. I'm telling you, now more than ever, you got to stand with companies that stand with your values. I saw my friend that works at the, Viacom. Right?
Yeah.
You do not want companies that cave, that bend the knee to Donald Trump.
Nope.
Credo Mobile is the nation's only progressive phone company, and they have been standing up for you and your values for 11 billion years now. They've donated over $95 million to progressive nonprofits that are all fighting all the good fights right now. ACLU against Supreme Court rulings, on and on. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company, fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and so easy. Bring your current current phone. Bring your current number. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at credomobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a liar. She's a dingbat. She is an attention strumpet.
Are you traveling this summer? Will you leave instructions for a house sitter? The name and number of your vet, maybe? The code to your alarm system? Think about the steps you take to prepare for vacation, and you'll get a sense of what goes into a knockbox. Just go to theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie. That's N-O-K-B-O-X. Knockbox is a complete system that helps you organize all your accounts, possessions, and estate plans for your next of kin. Each knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that helps ensure you add everything you'll need to manage your estate when you're gone, from your funeral directives to your insurance policies, even the keys to your storage unit, and the knockbox helps you organize it all. If you've got a household, you need a knockbox. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners save 16% off the knockbox of your choice. Just go to theknockbox.com. Use that code Stephanie. That is theknockbox.com. And the code is Stephanie to get that 16% off. Stay calm and get organized today. Theknockbox.com. Don't forget, type in that code Stephanie. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. My Bonnie and Clyde love it for grooming day. It's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients, no fillers, just premium CBD. I use their relief stick on my lower back after bike rides every week. With over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions have to CBD from CB Distillery. For a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. CBDistillery.com. Type in Stephanie. CBDistillery.com. Promo code Stephanie. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With 2 locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Sugar River Pizza and the John and Gordy Show have both been nominated for Madison Magazine's Best of Madison. Thanks for your vote. To celebrate, they're throwing Sugar River Pizza parties at workplaces around Madison all summer. If your workplace would like a Best of Madison pizza party with Sugar River Pizza and John and Gordy, get to WMDXradio.com and tell us why.
We promise not to embarrass you in front of your boss.
Everyone's already seen you do the I am the walrus bit with the breadsticks, Gordy.
Go to WMDXradio.com for all the details.
And the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Everybody?
Yeah. Everybody.
Right, yeah. Very bossy in the 80s. 90s?
90s. Oh, yes, 90s.
Everybody dance now. Okay, 24. What if we don't feel it? All right, never.
They're going to make you sweat till you bleed.
Yeah. Sounds fun. Okay. Toby says, Trump said he was very busy, but he'd try to get to Texas later this week, probably Friday. Yep. Then he went to play golf at his club in Bentonminster. What an absolute human being. Did we expect anything else? No, of course not. No. He would blame someone else and go golfing, because that's, yep. And then lather, rinse, repeat. Yes, and Rod's, I know, right? I know, I hardly ever get that right. Rod says, Trump sends thoughts and prayers to Texas. Mexico sends rescue teams. Despite the constant demonization of brown people here in America, in this, I'm not sure which thing hit me the hardest, Chris, but maybe this one. Our friend Brian Tyler Cohen said the Supreme Court just ruled that Trump can deport people detained in a shipping container to South Sudan, even though they've never been to the country and it is on the brink of civil war. Human beings in a shipping container.
Yep.
Okay, I need my Karen in Chicago. Hi, Karen.
I don't know how much of a help I'm going to be because I am just furious, and this is the thing. This is the party that the Republicans helped build. This is the base that the Republicans helped build. Remember, we thought the Tea Party movement was the craziest thing that could happen to the Republican Party. This is MAGA, but this is of their own doing. And I just wonder now with the mainstream media, is it just too much to ignore now the differences between the Democratic Party and the Republican Party?
Yeah.
When you have this governor, Abbott and DeSantis, DeSantis is building these, you know, gulags in Florida, in, you know, where they're going to be swept away by storms and hurricanes. I mean, it's like the cruelty is the point.
Right.
These are the same people that abducted human beings and illegally transported them across state lines and dumped them in Illinois in the middle of winter on the 90 corridor. So this is the cruelty is the point, as you always say.
And, you know, as AOC said, this is going to look like child's play, what's happening now. When you see what $40 billion to ICE does, it's bigger than most countries' military. I mean, let's think about that. It's Trump's Gestapo. And it is...
Yes.
You know, by the way, I mentioned during college I went to Dachau, and Carson said, I've been to the concentration camp at Dachau. I've seen the Holocaust Museum in D.C., so I already know how people will feel 50 years from now standing in front of the ruins of Alligator Alcatraz, listening in horror as a guide explains how it all happened. And... You know, the other thing, it's going to be so great to have Joy Reid on, but, you know, all of these tropes, you know, that's been a long time racist tropes as alligators eating black babies. It is a racist trope. And the fact that they're giggling and buying merch is just, I don't know what else to say. Dave says $175 billion for ICE. I don't think anybody is really grasping how bad it's going to get and how fast it's going to happen. Harvey in New York. Hey, Harvey, welcome.
Hey, good morning, Steph. I love you. You have an awesome show. I watch on Free Speech TV as often as I can. Hey, so I just got off the phone with my congressman's office, leaving a comment saying how that, you know, I through the months had been calling my congressman's office, pleading with him to just stand up and fight. Congressman Riley is the new congressman here. And to fight against what Doge and Trump and Elon is doing to just pillage long-standing institutions and services that have been working well for years. And I said, you guys, as far as I can tell, you and all of Congress has stood up, has stood by and done nothing. And now I'm holding you and all of Congress personally responsible for the tragedy and all those lives lost in Texas.
Yep. Yeah, thank you. We got to stop. What's the word? You know, just pussyfooting around this stuff. We are going to see disaster after disaster because of all of these funding cuts.
Yeah, the official death toll has gone up to 82 now. By the way,
I mean, and if they don't care about missing little white Christian girls in Texas. You know, I'm just saying, they're better this time. We've got to, by the way, Chris, talk about the fact that they so cynically put a lot of these Medicaid cuts in right after the midterms.
That's right.
Please do not fall for it. We cannot let people fall for it this time.
Right.
This one, just Grayson said, my parents own their own small business in Pennsylvania. The BBB cuts to health care tax credits means their insurance costs go from $4,620 a year to $27,610 a year. That's a 500% increase they cannot afford. I mean, a lot of real people are going to have really bad effects soon. And Ru Pundit writes about it. We'll talk to him next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. If you're spending more time outside this holiday weekend, experts are warning about a new breed of tick and the bizarre allergy it can spread with just one bite. It's known as the Lone Star tick, and the bug is finding its way to Wisconsin from the southeast part of the country. Doctors with Mayo Clinic say they're already starting to see more patients with what's known as alpha-gal syndrome. It's an allergy to red meat after being bit by this type of tick. And these ticks aren't just in the woods.
You go back 30 years ago and you'd think of, a hunter, an avid hiker out in the woods. Now we're starting to see ticks pop up sometimes in backyards in suburban areas and stuff like that. And that's a concern.
PJ Leash is an entomologist at the UW Insect Diagnostic Lab. And though this new tick is spreading, he still considers Lyme disease from a deer tick the bigger concern. Leash also suggests using insect spray, wearing long sleeves and pants, and always checking for ticks after spending time outside. Are you noticing farmers spending more time outside working in the fields? The weather in some parts of the state is challenging and may not mean all the corn crops are knee-high by the 4th of July. The latest crop report shows farmers across Wisconsin had just 3.5 days with workable conditions during the last week. And did you know our state is ranked second for having the most organic farms in the country? Officials with Naturally Wisconsin and the Food Finance Institute are starting a new program to support those efforts and say there's also growing consumer demand for natural, healthy, and sustainable products. The group's already working with more than 800 food-focused entrepreneurs from all across the state. You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get into the low to mid 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible with a low in the mid 60s. Tomorrow, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
The John and Gordy Show.
Would you rather sleep in a doghouse or let stray dogs sleep on your bed every night? And this is every night for the rest of your life. Okay?
Well, I would have to say that the stray dogs sleeping in my bed, why not? Oh, hell. I got the Kraken. I got my border collie sleeping up there. You know,
really?
It's like a bed of hair now.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
That say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
No kid is going to tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
the single worst piece of legislation I've seen in my lifetime, and it is a congressional Republican and presidential attack on rural America. In my state alone, 200,000 people are going to lose their coverage. Those are 200,000 Kentuckians that deserve to see a doctor when they're sick. 20,000 healthcare workers are going to lose their jobs. And we've got up to 35 rural hospitals that are typically the second biggest employer in their communities that may close.
Yeah. Governor Andy Beshear, who's considering a run for president. That's right. Can we just move that up? How's tomorrow for everybody for the next election? Can we do that?
I don't think we can do that constitutionally.
I'm just checking.
Okay.
Oh, let's get rude,
hey,
shall we?
Rude. Don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter.
Hey, Max
out and let Fred in.
Remember,
hey, rude.
To let a
joke about farts. Then you can start.
You know, I saw someone on Twitter say, I'm kind of out of ha-ha juice about all this. Can I just say, you still have your outrage and your ha-ha juice in your latest piece.
Oh, thank
piece.
You. Yes. Can I just ask you something real quick?
Yeah.
Real quick?
Uh-huh.
Did Marjorie Taylor Greene really say God is not responsible for the flood?
Right.
That seems like a real misreading of the Bible.
Yes.
God is well known for floods.
Yes. Yeah. It was just kind of his bag.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, anyway, we'll get to your ha-ha juice and hold, please, the spike dildo of justice. Anyway, let's... never going to live. You can do whatever you want. You're not going to snatch his rudeness or his joy during this horrible
time. You know what? When I'm in the concentration camp, you know, I'll be like the Jerry Lewis clown.
You know what? You retweeted about the... alligator Alcatraz signs go up outside migrant detention center in the Everglades. And you just said evil isn't setting up this hellhole. It's also little things like being part of the crew putting these signs up. I mean, someone was saying, like, who is this one? Concentration camps didn't have merch because even the Nazis knew that was kind of f***ed up. Can that be our slogan? Republicans, worse than Nazis. I mean, the fact that they are laughing and joking about it and think it's funny is a whole other level of just
depravity. The fact that it was probably migrants who put up that sign, those signs.
Yeah.
And also that people are stopping and taking pictures smiling next to the signs.
Yeah.
Which is just beautiful, beautiful.
Wow.
Way to go, humanity, American humanity.
Yeah. Okay. You said because I'm not a hole, I hope the people there don't get over by the federal government and that they get all the help that they need. I mean, that is the difference, I'm sorry, in the parties. We want a National Weather Service that works for everybody, that's not gutted. We want everyone to get warnings, not like, oh, haha, this happened to a red state, like they do when it happens to blue states, right?
Yeah, well, and, a large number of people in Texas did vote for Kamala Harris, and the floods aren't distinguishing between the who the families voted for. The Hill Country's also, we're talking about the campers and things like that. It's also a very big vacation destination for a lot of people from Austin and other places. So, you know, while you're saying, good, I'm glad that this happened to a red state, you're just shooting yourself in the foot. I used to go, when I was a kid in Louisiana, we would go to the Hill Country for vacations.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful, beautiful area with great barbecue, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. You also tweeted about, you said, deleted post about the National Weather Service in Texas because it looks like the agency did issue warnings. Local officials are trying to shift blame for their inaction. I mean, this is just Trump and this entire party. Is you just know they're going to point fingers. They never, ever take responsibility as a party. They never, they always look to shift blame, not solve problems.
I mean, that was me pulling the trigger, I thought, a little early on what I was originally saying. Now I feel pretty confident saying that it was that cuts at the National Weather Service definitely affected things. What also affected things were idiots in Texas, in Texas not voting for early warning systems on the river in Flash Flood Alley. and saying that they can't afford it, and or saying it was unnecessary, that having river monitors and sirens that would go off in case people don't check their phones.
Right, that's waste, fraud, and abuse, right?
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
and your Medicaid payments, and, you know, SNAP.
Right. Those are DEI sirens, I guess.
Yeah, but we need $40 billion for ICE. I mean, it's... That,
$150 billion. Isn't
100,
it?
Yeah, I don't. I couldn't even keep track of where it went to.
It's bigger than the military spending of Russia, I believe.
Yes, yes. A bunch of these. Ryan says, considering ICE's new budget is only 14% less than the entire domestic policing budget of Red China, people have no idea how fascist the U.S. is about to become. ICE is the USA's SS.
The only thing that we can count on, though, is so much of it is going to actually be waste, fraud, and abuse, because the amount of cronyism and giving contracts to friends that's going to go on with this.
Yeah.
They're going to waste a ton of that money. This is like sending pallets of cash to Iraq.
You wrote just such a happy clappy piece entitled "The Republic Budget is Going to Us All Forever."
Yeah.
You said it's going to take months, if not years, to figure out how much President for Life Donald Trump and his bitch Congress have fucked us all with this bastard bill. Oh, I like that better. Yeah. It is a BS bastard bill.
I tried a few mm-hmm. variations within the piece.
You said much of the damage done by cutting the funding has, you know, that was appropriated, of course, under President Biden. And yet, yeah. On cue, I don't know what percentage of the idiots will believe them when they blame Biden, once again, as they already did, for the flooding.
It is
right?
Going in and wiping out spending that was passed in the Inflation Reduction Act. There's so many lines in there that are just about this is a rescission. We're rescinding this. And, what Biden should have done is gone in and said, spend all the money now. I know it's supposed to be budgeted until 2030.
Yeah.
But spend all the money now.
Yeah. I think even those of us that thought the absolute worst of Trump would have a hard time explaining these last 6 months, right, and how bad this really is.
Oh, the details. I mean, when you start to dig into the bill and look at some things line by line, let me tell you one of the – what word can I use? Penis-ish things in it is they're going to charge people money for claiming asylum.
Yeah.
That is a new thing.
Yeah.
Right now, it doesn't cost anything. There are no fees associated with claiming asylum. Now there's going to be a minimum of $100,
right.
but the Secretary of, I think it's the Secretary of State or the Attorney General, can set a higher fee.
Yeah.
And so if you want to claim asylum, you have to pay the processing fee. For your fleeing your, you know,
violence.
These people are fleeing their countries with just the clothes on their back. And they're expected to come up with $100 at least to claim asylum.
Yes, that is in the bill. There are all these new fees associated with migrants as another way of discouraging migration.
Yeah.
It's just cruelty. I know we keep saying the cruelty is the point. The cruelty is the point. You know, that Adam Server line, but it's actually doing harm. You know, I've moved on from cruelty to evil.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, you end by saying we won't understand what harm this viperous, villainous Congress, vacant of anything approaching morality or empathy, has really done for a long time. There's so much in the details buried in the bill that will all need to be parsed and interpreted and litigated. But one thing is for sure, they have f***ed us. We need to get our spiked dildo of justice ready to f*** them back. That is, you know what? Nobody writes poetry like that. Only Rude Pundit could have written that line.
Well, thank you. I just hope they don't get pleasure from the spiked dildo of justice.
I wouldn't put it past them, quite honestly.
Yeah, I know. I'm not kink shaming them.
Right.
I just want them to be uncomfortable.
Even the ones people go, oh, this is a good one, Representative Don Bacon will not seek re-election. And you said Bacon voted for the police state and the murder bill. His soul is damned, just like the party. I mean, there's some other congressman that left, you know, you know, and they're just literally was proud of that. This was his last vote, was for this monstrosity.
Yeah, I love that. And Don Bacon, what he said was he's going to go fight for the soul of the Republican Party. And
it's
like, dude,
Yeah.
Dude.
Satan's got it. Yeah. Go to hell. Right. Go to hell. Take the handbasket. Yeah. That's where it is. Elon Musk has said he will create a new political party, and you said he could solve world hunger, but I guess he's enjoying being a genocidal maniac instead. Yeah, it's hard to pick a winner in that fight. Him, Steve Bannon, yeah. Trump. I don't. They're just awful humans.
I know. The thing that makes me worried is if he were just to decide, I'm going to run on legalizing drugs, being against Israel in the war with Palestine and electric vehicles, that there is a large part of the left that would shift over.
Yeah.
And
well,
say, that's my party.
I mean, Trump's going nuts because you have to assume it would hurt the Republican Party more, you know, since it's Elon Musk. But yeah, you're right. I mean, this is a world in which these are the threads I save for you. House Republicans dance to YMCA after cutting health insurance for 17 million Americans. This one, Conor McGregor vows to fight at Trump's White House UFC event while appealing a civil verdict finding him liable for sexually assaulting someone in 2018.
Inviting mm-hmm. people on your team over.
Every day the Fellini film gets more Fellini-y, doesn't it? Is that a word?
Fellini-esque. They danced to YMCA. They sat there doing the. Did you see the video of them doing their little?
Yes, the double handy J dance.
Yeah.
They're imitating Trump, imitating right. giving a handy J. Right.
Yeah, which yeah. on a song that's about, you know, having sex, great fun and sex at the YMCA. I mean, gay sex.
The gayest sex ever.
Double fisting yeah. going on, and I mean that in a couple of ways.
Let me just say, we are back from July 4th weekend. Pretty on Fridays says, saying liberals hate America is like saying a parent hates their kid because they won't let them eat glue for breakfast. We don't hate America. We want her to thrive. Real patriotism isn't blind cheerleading. Loving America means wanting her to be her best self, not just pretending everything is perfect.
And that to me also says why it's okay to criticize Democrats.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we're just a cult also.
Yeah.
If we're not willing to say that, you know, things like the constant attacks on Mondami in New York yeah. City and the failure to more actively oppose some of these things, that it's okay to criticize that because what we want is a better party and a better country.
Yeah. Well, we are facing down fascism, so I will take any port in a storm, including the one Brandy is in.
She's a fine girl.
She would be a good wife. Finally, we agree. All right, Rude.
I'm sorry. Did you just send me back to the 90s? Is that
yes, I did.
Brandy was in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Brandy was the 70s. Wasn't there a Brandy in the 90s, too?
Well, yeah. Brandy was the singer in the 90s.
Oh.
Okay. No, we're talking about the song Brandy.
Brandy by Looking Glass.
Oh, Brandy by Gordon Lightfoot.
And because
Looking Glass.
Chris is a misogynistic douche, he keeps calling Brandy a whore when Bella and I are like, no. Heats the Sailor is the man whore that has a Brandy in every port.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My love is the sea, right?
I saw that was Gordon Lightfoot, right?
No, Looking Glass was the name of the band.
Looking Glass. It was a band called Looking Glass.
All right.
Yes,
oh God, we've stumbled back
you know
down
what?
The Brandy.
They sound
hole.
Like
okay.
Gordon Lightfoot.
They do sound like. Yeah, I agree with you there. You're absolutely right.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts would tell, and they would include a spiked dildo of justice.
This is what I get to say. I saw Gordon Lightfoot in concert in 1984.
Wow.
That's at the World's Fair in New Orleans.
Fantastic.
Where he was performing a wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald with the Mississippi River behind him and a boat slowly going by. And we're going, oh, this is a bad
this
omen.
Is bad.
Is it officially the longest song ever written?
I'm going to go MacArthur Park because it feels longer.
Every song in the 70s was like the Onion Belt story from The Simpsons set to music. Too much detail.
It was long enough to have sex to and smoke a joint.
Yeah.
All right. Goodbye. Go get your spiked whatever.
Dildo.
Whatever. Goodbye. Love you.
Oh, I've got a whole case of them.
I know you do. Goodbye. Okay, 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Native Path.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, my guy.
What?
First of all, my native hydrate is in my bike bottle. 50 miles I did on Saturday.
Whoa!
Right? They just make great products. The Native Path Collagen goes in my coffee every morning. Science, that's what we believe in here. They've discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration. You can imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain, and the bonus, a glowing hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Native Path Collagen, a clean single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. That's what's in there.
Put some pep in your tie.
Well, you don't even know. It's flavorless. Just goes in your coffee or tea, what have you. And there, boom, healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. It helps with all of those things. Just one product, and that's it. You don't even know what's in there. Get nativepath.com/Stephanie right now. You can get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. Get nativepath.com/Stephanie.
4 out of 5 top Hollywood movie stars use
Stephanie Miller.
Well, with summer in full swing, I feel that familiar urge to refresh my closet, but I'm trying not to waste money on pieces I'll only wear once or for just one season. That's where Quince comes in. Their clothes are timeless, feel luxurious, look elevated. The quality is way beyond what you'd expect for the price. It's the kind of wardrobe upgrade that just clicks. Think 100% European linen tops starting at $30, washable silk dresses and skirts, soft cotton sweaters, versatile warm weather pieces you'll reach for again and again. The best part, everything with Quince is half the cost of similar brands. I picked up some towels and earrings I love. By working directly with top artisans, cutting out the middleman, Quince gives you the luxury without the markup. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I use Quince for all my shopping needs. Now you should too. Give your summer closet an upgrade with Quince. Go to quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Q-U-I-N-C-E. Quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping, 365-day returns. Quince.com/Stephanie.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the tax doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the tax doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Summer is on at Sugar River Pizza with 3 awesome locations in Sun Prairie, Verona, and New Glarus. Grab a seat on the gorgeous patio and enjoy the breathtaking view. Catch live music every Thursday evening at their Sun Prairie location and sip from 48 beers on tap or a glass of your favorite wine. Craving something amazing? The pizza and pasta are melt-in-your-mouth delicious. And yes, they cater. Make it a summer to savor only at Sugar River Pizza. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
This portion of the show, this is exciting.
What?
Bella, we got to get you one of these.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You know, you wake up, right? You got a something, right? Scratchy throat, rumbly tumbly, yeah. Digestion, what have you. Uh-huh. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work. No, that's not the right answer, Bella.
No.
Hope the doctor
doesn't let that happen.
Hope the doctor can see you this month. You wouldn't believe how long she has to wait to get in, right? Mm-hmm. Wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of other sick people. Or you can get your medical emergency kit like I have right here. Yes, I just match my symptoms to the doctor-prescribed prescription. You can start on the right meds and nip it in the bud. This is not just a first aid kit. It comes with a doctor-prepared meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. There's strong antibiotics for infections of all types, right? Strep, pneumonia, UTI. Eyes, bronchitis, on and on. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Right? You're already sick, and then you got to wait at the pharmacy for 11 billion hours. What the?
With all those germs?
My meds are right there in my kit. Order yours online in just minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. That promo code, Stephanie, don't forget, urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. It's my Anita in San Antonio. Hey, Anita.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that Chip Roy resorted to that boast-siderism because that's his district.
Right.
Yeah. And he fully supported those Doge cuts.
Thanks.
And some of the cuts, the person responsible for coordinating natural disaster relief response in San Antonio was cut.
Yeah.
And the person in San Angelo that helped coordinate disaster response was cut.
Yeah.
So, you know, he knows that these cuts are why there was total chaos.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
There was no coordination. They got something posted on Facebook in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the alert.
Yeah. I mean, and are people not sick of this? Mike Johnson.
In a moment like this, we feel just as helpless as everyone else does. I've talked to my colleagues there in Texas, Chip Roy and August Pfluger, whose families, you know, that's Chip's district. It touches so many families, and all we know to do at this moment is pray.
Really? Done. We could have funded the National Weather Service.
Yep.
And NOAA. Mike Johnson, I don't know if you saw this last week. It said when this stupid bill passed, our rights do not come from government. They come from God himself. Amer says they really are LARPing a Handmaid's Tale revival up in here. What if you don't believe in God? What if you're an atheist? Right? So you have no right? You have no rights?
That's an inconvenience
to
them. Oh,
my God, with the thoughts and prayers. Oh, and I believe Kristi Noem, while people are still missing in Texas, wants you to vote on which photo they should use for her official portrait on horseback or something. Because, yeah, that's important. Ice Barbie, here she is.
Know that President Trump is absolutely heartbroken by what has happened here in Texas. And the loss of life is absolutely devastating to him and Melania. This morning I talked with him several times, and he wanted to make sure that all of you know how much he loves Texas, how much he's grieving for your families that have lost someone and the beautiful children that we're still looking for.
We can tell from how many rounds of golf he played how very, very devastated and unable to even function and go on he is.
Why can't he actually show some heart and say something like that?
I know, especially you think even for at least for a red state.
Exactly.
But he just, no, because it's still under, because he knows these are his cuts. Like, he cannot, as you were saying, he tried to blame Biden and then even sort of stopped short.
Yeah.
You're like, come on, this is getting to be a punchline.
Exactly.
One last one. Culligan says, forget the ICE stuff you've seen since January. This is where all the money's going.
Mm-hmm.
it's all going to escalate now. Multiple cities, multiple states at a time, busloads of people guilty of nothing but speaking Spanish, being rounded up at gunpoint by masked paramilitaries to be transported to Trump's Florida concentration camp. I mean, it's a lot to digest today, because that is where all your money is going after this ridiculous bill. 58 minutes after the hour, Joy Reid coming up, Stephanie Miller Show.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll find out the latest about the Dane County Humane Society with our friend Lisa Bernard.
And John and Gordy will host the opening of the Mosquito Alcatraz in Middleton.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited every Tuesday at 5:30. It's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Rescue crews continue to search for survivors in Central Texas after this week's deadly flash flooding. ABC's Maria Villarreal was with one of those teams in Kerrville, Texas over the weekend.
We're in the air with the U.S. Coast Guard in Central Texas in the urgent search for survivors. The search made even more difficult by the dense forest below. Plane uniquely equipped with key life-saving technology, helping the operator pinpoint any potential survivors.
About 40 people are still missing on account of the floods. The death toll is at least 80, and rain has already started up again in Central Texas, with 1 to 2 inches already falling today. A considerable flash flood warning has been issued for Llano County. A meeting at the White House today between President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. They're expected to discuss a ceasefire proposal for Israel's war with Hamas. This is ABC News.